story because this, I didn't even realize it was this wide until I looked. When Lynn Patton was on just now, I jumped into Real Clear Politics, and you look at the polling and so forth, and Donald Trump is leading in the polling, as you know, over Joe Biden, whether it's a two-person race or a five-person race. In fact, it goes from a one-point average lead across the country to a two-and-a-half-point lead when it's a bigger field of people, including Kennedy and West and Stein. But here's what caught my eye that I did not realize, and this is really telling. Job approval for April 2nd, in the fourth year of their presidencies, George W. Bush had an approval rating of 48.8%. Barack Obama had an approval rating of 48%. Donald Trump had an approval rating of 47.1%. So, you know, all within about a point there, 47, 48, 48. Joe Biden's approval rating is 40.3%. He's 7 points lower than Donald Trump on the same day of their presidency. On April 2nd, 2020, Donald Trump had a 47.1% approval rating. Joe Biden, 40.3. His disapproval number is 56.3, meaning he's 16 points in the hole. And if you go back and look, Quinnipiac, in a poll from last week, had Joe Biden at 37% approval, down 22 points, 59.37. Fox News had a 41% approval rating, minus 17. Forbes Harris X 41, minus 15. The Economist YouGov poll, 41, minus 16. And Rasmussen gave him the best number of all with a 44% approval rating, and that's still lower than Donald Trump's average for this day. And the Rasmussen was only current through 331. Meanwhile, I think this is going to be a potential problem for the Trump campaign. I've not brought it up until now, but I do see this as a potential problem. Maybe, maybe not. I can't say for sure, but it's going to be an issue for some. The Florida Supreme Court approved a ballot initiative to put abortion on the ballot there. Two things happened in the Florida court yesterday. The Florida Supreme Court first upheld a 15-week ban on abortion, all right? 15 weeks. Which I have said for a long time in this program, I felt that America would fall somewhere between 12 and 15 weeks. That's where Europe is. It's where most people are comfortable. They don't want to be where Michigan is, which is abortion up to the moment of birth, if you'd like. Same in New York and same in California and elsewhere. They don't want that. Same in Oregon, I guess, wherever. Ohio now, too. But what is interesting is that the Supreme Court also rejected there in Florida the idea of keeping it off the ballot in November for a proposed constitutional amendment in Florida. The decision outlines the difficulties and divisiveness of allowing vague and misleading initiatives on the ballot. Came from the Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, but it will be on there. She argues the amendment is deceptive and voters won't realize how far it will expand access to abortion, but it's going to be on the ballot. And when abortion is on the ballot, numbers are big. And one big in Ohio, one big in Michigan. And now that it's going to be on the ballot in November, would that push more voters out in favor of abortion and against President Trump in his... Because I don't believe that Florida's a swing state. Florida's a red state. This could skew things, but I don't think it skews it too far. You got a very conservative base there. The people that have come from Cuba and Puerto Rico and other Latin countries that have become very conservative in the south of Florida and Miami-Dade County and so forth. Are they moved by this? Potentially, it creates a big issue. It creates a big issue in Florida that was not there previously. So my question to you is, how do you think it impacts the elections in Florida? I think that it's possible it could put Florida in play. It could, and look, I'll make this very easy observation. If Joe Biden carries Florida, he wins. It really is that simple. If Joe Biden carries Florida, he wins, and there's almost no road by which Republicans could win at that point. Almost none. In fact, if he carried Florida, the only way that Donald Trump could win would be to carry Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania again, plus North Carolina, plus Georgia, plus Arizona. He'd have to carry all seven swing states to come out on top. Almost no way around that. And right now, I would not say that Pennsylvania is a likely scenario for the Republicans. Could change because of people being so fed up with Joe Biden and the open border and the economy and the problems. But taking Florida out, I guess it's not impossible. You'd have to carry all those states. And maybe it will come down to Pennsylvania. Maybe it comes down to Pennsylvania. Because I there's this great website, 270 to win, where you can play, and Arizona could go blue, and if Pennsylvania, and Arizona could go blue, Florida could go blue, and if Donald Trump carries the other swing states of Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, he wins 272-266. Man, it's going to be a year, isn't it? Nothing on the line except everything we care about. Nothing to concern yourself with except the future of this country. Nothing too important except everything you care about. Every single thing you care about is on the ballot. You have to vote. Look, if you want freedom, if you don't want to live in a 15-minute city, if you want to decide whether or not you have a burger for dinner, these are the things. And you say, well, that's far-fetched. No, it's not. Look at what they're doing. You see, the difference is when a Democrat wants to be vegan, they want to make everybody vegan. If you're a conservative, you want to be vegan, you say, eat what you want. I don't care. That's the difference. I'll be back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.